Hello and welcome. I am Lian Buan and you are watching or listening to the live recording of the Law of Duterte Land podcast. We're coming back to you with episode 2 on the unpaid 203 billion peso estate tax of the Marcoses with the presidential candidate, the heir Bongbong Marcos, as the court approved executor. We decided to give it another go and invited a tax lawyer from the Integrated Bar of the Philippines to discuss or even clarify some of the pro-Marcos claims that landed on the front page of two broadsheets. We've invited tax lawyer attorney John Francois, attorney Punch Rivera. He's a tax lawyer, he's a certified public accountant, he teaches taxation law at the UP College of Law, and he was a technical assistant to the BIR Deputy Commissioner for Legal and Enforcement, and he's a partner of his own law firm. And I know that's a mouthful of credentials, but we just wanted to exhibit that he knows what he's talking about as the lines blur on who's the expert and who's not in this discussion. Attorney Punch, thank you for giving us the time today.
Hi, Lian. Good morning. Thank you for having me on your podcast. First of all, no, I'd just like to clarify before we proceed that the views that I express during this interview are my own and not necessarily that of the IDPs. No?
Yeah. Thank you, Attorney Punch. Unang-una, just very, very quickly and briefly to refresh yung memory ng mga tao, ano ba ang estate tax?
Yes, estate tax, no? It's a tax on the right to transfer property, no, at the time of death. So, ibig sabihin, kapag ka namatay ang isang tao at meron siyang mga properties, no, automatic yon by operation of law na ta-transfer yon sa kanyang mga tagapagmana. At yung pag-transfer na yon, yun ay nasa subject to estate tax. Yun yung simpleng definition kung ano ang estate tax.
At hindi mangyayari yung rightful transfer or legal transfer hanggat hindi bayad ang estate tax.
Yes. Ganito, no? Sabi ko kanina, yung transfer happens by operation of law. Pero ang tax code natin, meron niyang mga safeguards para masiguro na bayad yung estate taxes dun sa properties. So, kabilang dyan sa safeguards na yan, yung warning doon sa Registry of Deeds at saka doon sa kung sino sa mga registrable properties, yung mga may rehistro, like for example sa LTO din, no, yung mga sasakyan, sa SEC, yung mga shares of stocks, no? So hindi dapat papayag ang magta-transfer noon, na mai-transfer sa pangalan ng paglilipatan kung hindi bayad yung estate tax. Kaya nga po, pagka merong real property na itatransfer sa mga heirs, kailangan muna ng certificate authorizing registration, no, para masiguro na yun ay bayad ang tax.
All right. Thank you, Attorney Punch. Let's get right to it. Ito yung pinakahuling statement ni Attorney Vic Rodriguez, yung spokesperson ni Marcos. Sinasabi niyang hindi si Bongbong Marcos ang liable na magbayad ng estate tax. Unang-una, sino ba ang dapat magbayad ng estate tax kung namatay na yung merong may-ari ng estate?
Okay. Magandang tanong, Lian, no? In fact, maraming naguguluhan dyan. Pero sa totoo lang, wala naman talagang rason para magkaroon ng confusion dyan sa bagay na yan dahil malinaw na nakasaad doon sa tax code natin, and I think the prevailing tax code at that time was the tax code of 1977. No? So specifically, doon sa section 77, 82 to 85 of the tax code, it says na ang merong liability na mag-file ng return at magbayad ng estate tax ay yung executor or administrator or any of the heirs of the decedent, no? In fact, dun sa section 85, sinasabi dun na ang executor or administrator ay merong personal na liability na gampanan ang kanyang tungkulin sa pag-file ng return at pagbayad ng estate tax.
Equal ba yung obligation ng isang executor at isang heir? I'm asking, like, for example, what if Senator Aimee Marcos is able to pay? Hindi siya yung executor, but she's an heir. That's okay. Basta bayad. Basta nabayaran ng mga tagapagmana.
Pwede yun. Pwede yun, no? meron lang konting distinction dun sa tax code, no? Pagka executor or administrator ka, yung liability mo is direct, no? Doon din sa tax code na yun, sinasabing na pag ikaw ay heir lamang, ay subsidiary yung iyong liability, no? But specifically in the case of Ferdinand Marcos Jr., he is a co-executor and heir. So malinaw na meron siyang direct at subsidiary liability doon sa pag-file at pagbayad ng estate tax.
Okay, sa again, quoting from the statement of Attorney Vic Rodriguez, nag-lift siya ng quote from the 1997 ruling, yung GR120880, at kinote niya yung sinabi na the delinquent taxpayer is not necessarily and exclusively the petitioner who is Bongbong Marcos at the time. But when you read yung GR120880, that quote was about yung services of notice. Pero syempre, we are not lawyers here. When we read that, parang, hindi naman pala siya necessarily and exclusively the delinquent taxpayer. So can you explain that quote in the ruling?
Yeah, okay. Medyo fresh pa sa sa mind natin yung kaso na yan, no? Because I think just a few weeks ago, it came up dun sa aming syllabus, dun sa aking class, no? And it was all about the consequences of non-payment of estate taxes, no? Kaya medyo familiar pa tayo talaga sa facts sa mga pangyayari dun sa kaso na yan, no? Sa pagkakabasa natin ngayon. Importante siguro, bago ko sagutin yan, na tandaan natin na wag natin dapat i-confuse yung liability to pay, to file and pay the estate tax return and to pay the taxes due thereon doon sa notices of levy, no? Yun kasi pong notices of levy, yan po ay sa execution na ng or satisfaction na, execution and satisfaction of the liability. But the primary responsibility and liability to pay for the taxes still remains and doesn't change, no? It still remains with the executor and administrator or any of the legal heirs, no? Dagdag ko doon sa decision na yan ng Supreme Court. Nabanggit nga po na mayroong mga notices of levy, no? At ang naalala ko po dyan, it was clearly mentioned there that the notices of levy were served on the executors, no? Co-executor po dyan si Bongbong Marcos at saka yung former First Lady Imelda Marcos, no? And I think it was also clearly stated there that the lawyer of Bongbong Marcos also duly received the notices of levy, no? So wala dapat effect yun or implication dun sa liability doong executor tsaka administrator, considering na sa execution na lang po yun noong judgment, no? Or noong satisfaction noong tax liability. So ulitin ko lang po, malinaw din sa tax code pa rin na ang personal liability ay nandoon sa executor and administrator. So it doesn't matter.
Bongbong Marcos and his mother.
Opo. Yes, that's right.
Alright, bago ako pumunta dun sa susunod kong tanong, yung title card kasi namin, is Marcos Jr. liable for the unpaid estate tax? The short answer is yes. He and his mother are co-executors.
The heirs. And also the heirs. No? The executor or the heirs. So it's the Marcos family. Yeah?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to my next question. Ito yung quote ni former senator and former the defense minister of the dictator, si JP Juan Ponce Enrile. Kinote siya ng Manila Times. And he's saying that when the executor, ang obligasyon lang daw ng executor ay mag-gather ng assets and then try to sell it. And then if he is not able to sell it, then reflect that in the tax return. And kung na-reflect niya sa tax return, then it's okay. There's no violation. I'm going to read verbatim his quote. The job of an estate administrator is to gather the assets, gather the liabilities, and then establish the plan of partition, sell the assets to pay liabilities, and if the administrators are not able to sell the assets, to liquidate the liabilities, and if they indicate this in their tax return, no violation exists. So can you comment on that or clarify?
Yes, Lian, no? Yeah. Nag-agree po ako dun sa first part, no? Responsibility ng executor or administrator na i-collate yung assets, no? At implement yung settlement ng estate. Okay? Pero dun po sa second part nung sentence o nung pahayag na hindi po ako parang may problema ako dun sa interpretation na yun or dun sa statement na yun, no? Kasi ang gusto or ang sinabi po is kailangang ma-liquidate muna yung properties, no, bago bayaran yung taxes. Hindi ako, kung tama yung pagkakaintindi ko. Doon po, I don't recall any provision in the tax code, no, that will make it, kumbaga parang dependent dun sa ability ng executor na ma-liquidate yung assets bago niya mabayaran yung estate tax doon. In fact, malinaw po sa tax code kung kailan mo dapat bayaran yung estate tax, no? So I think noon pong 1977 tax code na applicable noon, you're supposed to file the estate tax return within 9 months from the date of the death of the decedent. And then pagka nag-file ka po ng tax return na yon, kailangan mo na rin pong bayaran at that time. So wala pong bahagi ng batas natin na nagsasabi na kailangan mo nang hintayin na masettle yung buong estate, no? At maliquidate yung mga assets.
Yun po yung, all right. Meron ding 11 properties in Tacloban na yung PCG sinabi naman nila na they were able to the BIR was able to levy it. They tried to auction it pero dahil walang bidder, the lots were turned over to the government. So yun bang mga lupa property na yon sa Tacloban, did that cut into the original amount of 23 billion? That was that considered payment? And magkano ba yun?
Okay. Ganito, Lian, no? Parang, oo, parang narinig ko yata yung parang comment na yan, no? Yan ba yung from anonymous BIR officers? Tama ba?
I'm not sure if they mentioned this, but the PCGG letter to Action Democratico did mention that naka-levy na sila ng 11 real estate properties sa Tacloban. At sinubukan nang i-auction, pero dahil walang bidder, tinurn over na lang sa government.
Parang ang nabasa ko dun sa, I think that's a Manila Bulletin article. Parang ang nabasa ko, yun nga, tama, na-levy na nila yung 11 properties. No one was interested in getting it, no? That's why they are rescheduling the, or kumbaga parang ipaparebid nila this month. Yun yung parang nabasa ko, no? We don't know really what the actual state is kasi it's the BIR naman talaga who has personal knowledge on that. Pero sa akin po, kung yun po kasing estate taxes, yan po ay binabayaran in cash. In fact, pagka merong judgment na or final and yan nga, final and executory judgment on the tax liability of a person, the demand is first made na bayaran in cash, no? That's why pagka nagkaroon lang ng failure or refusal yung person liable, tsaka mo lang gagawin yung remedies ng levy, distraint, or garnishment, no? In this case, nag-levy, no? But then, the government still has to convert that to cash and to sell those properties sa public auction, no? So, kung walang bumili at wala pa rin cash na nalikom doon sa auction na yon, ibig sabihin, hindi pa rin po satisfied yung estate tax na subject, no? Yun. Ngayon, kung halimbawa naman po, totoo na forfeited yon in favor of the BIR, ha? Hindi po of the PCGG kasi magkaibang sanga ng gobyerno yan, magkaiba po yung mandato niyan, magkaiba yung mandate. Yung pong BIR pag-collect ng tax, yung PCGG pag-recover ng ill-gotten wealth. Ngayon, kung si kung si BIR po yung nag-forfeit sa kanya at totoo po na na-forfeit 'yon, papunta sa kanya, nakalagay po sa tax code po pwedeng bumawas 'yon doon sa tax liability, no? But we have to clarify that. We don't know the actual kung ano talaga nangyari, no? Kasi nga po doon sa nabasa ko naman, parang sabi hindi pa ito na forfeit, i-re-resell ito, i-re-rebid, no? Ngayon, kung tama naman na i-re-rebid siya, ibig sabihin, hindi pa rin satisfied na niya.
Do we know, do we have any idea, or is it hard to assume kung yung 11 properties na yun, ayun na ba yung kabuuan? Will it make up 23 billion pesos if we were to follow the original amount?
Ganito yan, Lian, no? Ako kasi, admittedly, wala tayong personal knowledge dyan, no? But if you are able to see the final assessment made by the BIR, dapat nakalista doon yung properties, no? Kasi yun yung magiging tax base for computing the estate taxes, no? Ngayon di ko masabi what part of the 23 billion those 11 parcels or lots make up, kung ano value noon, no? Maaring may isang property na maliit lang, or maaring sobrang valuable ng property. But if it's located in Leyte, I would think na hindi ganun kalaki, because provincial yon, unless nasa city center siya or whatever. But we can only speculate, no, kung magkano yung value ng 11 na yon.
Right, and I would like to take this opportunity to once again call for the BIR to be transparent and release siguro yung listahan ng kanilang assessment and not leave us all hanging and allow us to be confused and the discussion to be muddled. But in fairness naman to Finance Secretary Sonny Dominguez, he did say that they have been trying to collect and it remains unpaid. But I think the institutions need to speak, no? Dahil merong mga kinukote na anonymous officials from their field offices. Okay, I'm gonna go to the next question. Ito isa rin quote from the Manila Times article. It's quoting former BIR Deputy Commissioner Edwin Abelia. And he says, and I've heard this argument before, you go after the asset, you go after the estate. Paano mo hahabulan ng estate kung hindi mo hinahabol ang tao? Can you clarify that again for us?
Kasi yung estate, Lian, is an artificial person, no? It has legal personality. Pero to be able to reach that person, may representatives yan, no? So it's the executor and administrator na kailangan mong habulin for that matter, no? Hindi naman po pwedeng you talk to or coerce an inanimate object o yung diba, lupa, hindi mo naman pwedeng kausapin yun, di ba? So yung tao na merong kustodya doon sa lupa, yun yung dapat mong kausapin. And presumptively it is the executor and the administrator and the heirs, yun yung dapat mong kausapin dito at i-compel na i-turn over, no, yung properties or magbayad.
All right. So yung 23 billion pesos in 1997 has been estimated to have reached 203 billion with surcharge penalties and fines, and former Deputy Commissioner Abelia said unconscionable naman daw masyado ang 203 billion pesos, and I can't even wrap my head around it. So is 203 billion pesos unconscionable to you?
I don't know how that estimate came about, 203 billion, no? Pero meron naman po tayong malinaw na guidelines tsaka provisions sa tax code natin to be able to compute that. So to that extent, yung computation ng tax dyan is an exact science, di ba? So alamin mo kung ano yung period covered, ano yung tax rates, ano yung surcharges, tsaka yung interest na applicable, and makocompute mo kung magkano yon, no? So ako, I cannot comment talaga kung accurate yung 203 billion. Pero I would assume na since that was 30 years, more than 30 years ago, no? And yung tax base is 23 billion. Talaga namang lalaki yan, no? And I cannot say that it's unconscionable kasi sa totoo lang, Lian, for example, ikaw meron kang unpaid tax liability, sabihin natin 500,000. Hindi mo siya binayaran noong sabihin natin noong 1992 din or sabihin natin noong 1990. Eh pag hindi mo binayaran 'yun, talaga namang lalaki 'yun because of the interest surcharge and penalty. So that is to say, ibig kong sabihin diyan, yung tax laws natin at saka yung mga provisions ng batas regarding sa interest, penalty and surcharges, it applies uniformly to everyone and applies with equal force, no? So there's no discrimination there.
We've talked about how iba yung mandato ng PCGG and BIR. So if the PCGG recovers ill-gotten wealth, that's not considered payment of the estate tax. So I'm trying to put, kunwari ako isang supporter ng mga Marcoses, ang sinasabi nila, binabawi mo na nga yung mga property nila, pagbabayarin mo pa ng maybe possibly reaching 203 billion pesos, how will they ever possibly pay this estate tax? Paano yun kung kinukuha nyo lahat ng kayamanan nila?
Totoo yung Taliano Gold, hindi doon na lang kunin. I'm just kidding, no? I really don't know anything about the Taliano Gold, no? Pero klaro po sa batas naman na hindi problema ng BIR kung saan mo kukunin yung pambayad ng tax mo. Okay? So ang example ko dyan, actually, Lian, for example nga, meron kang kinita na 500,000 sa isang taon. And sabihin natin yung tax rate na applicable dyan is, sabihin natin, para madali lang yung computation, 30%. So that's 150,000. Eh, na-good time mo yung 150,000, nagastos mo na bago mag April 15. Pagdating ng April 15 at magpa-file ka na ng ITR mo at magbabayad ka na, pwede mo bang sabihin sa BIR na, teka, sorry, hindi ko na, hindi, wala na sa akin yung 150,000, nagastos ko na eh. Do you think that reasoning will fly? So that is to say na, yun nga, magkaiba yung tax liability at saka yung obligation ng isang person found liable na ibalik yung na-obtain by unlawful means, no, sa hindi tamang pamamaraan. Isa pang naisip ko dyan siguro na analogy, Lian, no? Let's say, for example, there is this carnapper, no? Merong carnapper. Nagnakaw siya or nagcarnap siya ng Fortuner, for example, sabihin natin 2 million yun. One year after, sabihin natin namatay siya, no? So at that time, kasama sa assets yun, ninakaw niya yun. So sa kanya yun, carnapper yun, di ba? So that forms part of his gross estate. And before that is transferred to the son, for example, he has a son, kailangan bayaran ni son yung estate tax na applicable doon. No? Ngayon, let's say for example, sabihin natin, binayaran niya yung estate tax, nasa kanya na yung Fortuner. Nakita mo ngayon, ikaw yung ninakawan, eh, nakita mo na, nako, bakit ginagamit ni person A, for example, yung anak ni Carnapper, yung kotse ko, wala ka bang karapatan sa batas para mag-file ng kaso at bawiin yon? So, ibig ko sabihin, magkaiba yung liability, yung obligasyon mo na magbayad ng tax dun sa iniwan mo, at yung obligasyon na ibalik mo yung property na na-acquire mo through unlawful means. No? At siguro, ang isa ba natin dapat tandaan dyan, kung halimbawa, kasi Lian, parang lagi ko rin naririnig, no? Bakit daw kasama yung ill-gotten wealth sa estate tax? Tama, di ba? Parang lagi ko rin yan eh, sa computation ng estate tax. Eh, ganito yan. Unfair naman siguro na kung halimbawa isa kang tao na namumuhay ka ng marangal, meron kang kinikita na sweldo buwan-buwan, and then nung namatay ka, eh di syempre may estate tax doon. Magbabayad ng estate tax yung heirs mo, no? Pero i-compare mo yan kung at the same time merong kang ninanakaw. Yun bang ninanakaw mo exempt? unfair naman, no? So kung ikaw yung marangal na tao na naghahanap buhay, baka pwede mong sabihin na, ay, hindi na lang ako maghahanap buhay ng marangal, magnanakaw na lang ako kasi tax saving
mo. Well.
Diba? So, yun yung ano, analogy ko dyan, Dian.
That's very clear. Thank you so much for those analogies, Attorney Punch. Isa ko pang tanong ay, alam ko naman, I mean, I am aware that tax law can be difficult, but grabe rin kasi yung confusion na nangyayari dito sa issue na to. Is tax law really that complicated that we have polar opposite views? Or do you have a consensus in the tax law profession at sadyang ang Marcos camp lang ang merong ganong klaseng interpretation as far as you know?
You know, Lian, lawyers will be lawyers, no? Siyempre, pagka may client ka, you will do everything within your means to argue legally, no? Pero hindi actually material na may consensus ang grupo ng tax experts, for example. That's not material. What is important is that merong batas na malinaw na nagsasabi na ito yung liability ng isang tao. At meron din tayong mga decisions from the Supreme Court that guide the interpretation of the tax laws. Yun ang mahalaga, no? Hindi yung mga personal na opinion lang ng mga abogado, dahil kung wala yung batas at wala yung decisions ng Supreme Court, eh parang kwentong barbero lang yan. Wala tayong masisettle, magpapaulit-ulit lang tayo ng mga argumento natin.
You said it, at the end of the day, what matters most is that there are laws that need to be followed. So the $1 million question, kung merong klarong batas, or rather the $203 billion question, $203 billion peso question, bakit hindi pa nakokolekta ng BIR? It's been 25 years. If the tax laws are clear, then why are we having this conversation?
Yeah. Oo. Sa totoo lang, ang magandang tanongin yan, yung mga taga-BIR, no?
Oo nga.
Past BIR commissioners, no? And in fact, parang may napanood ako sa isang interview, hindi ko na lang pangalanan, ano, parang merong, ano na, to be honest daw, eh, hindi, it wasn't brought to the attention, parang something like that, no? So I think it's a combination of factors, Lian, in the sense na, first of all, person liable dito, hindi naman ordinaryong tao, no? So, nasa kapangyarihan, hindi natin alam kung, of course, may influence yan, no? Plus the fact na meron niyang, kumbaga, access to the best lawyers, no? So that kahit na merong final and executory judgment, pagdating dun sa execution, maari pa rin mag-file ng kung ano-anong legal action yung mga lawyers para hindi matuloy yung collection ng tax, no? So I think it's a combination of factors, plus yun nga, siguro on the part of our tax authorities, I don't know, baka kulang din sa vigor yung pag-collect nila, no? Yun I cannot really substitute my yeah. opinion of what really is the reason dun sa BIR.
Siguro isipin na lang ng mga tao yung pang pinabayaran sa kanilang tax ng BIR ilang taon bago sila na-compel makolek. I think just takes months kasi takot na takot tayong lahat sa BIR. Ayaw nating magkautang ng buwis sa kanila. So with that, my last question is, lahat tayo umaaray sa tax. Minsan meron pala tayong na-incur na tax na hindi natin alam at i-remind na lang tayo na may tax kang ganyan, may tax kang ganito. So taxation has always been a pain to Filipinos, parang ganun. So baka nag-resonate yun sa mga taga-suporta ni Marcos. And so pag para sa kanila, if we have a very unfair taxation system, unfair din para sa mga Marcos. So pare-pareho tayong biktima ng supposedly unfair taxation. So as a tax lawyer, how will you respond to that?
Siguro not as a tax lawyer, no? As a taxpayer yung aking magiging sagot. At totoo yung sinabi mo, masakit talaga yan. Masakit sa bulsa, no? Masakit sa damdamin, lalo na sa mga ordinaryong empleyado, no? Na walang choice kundi magbayad ng tax. In fact, automatic na kinideduct sa sweldo ng mga kababayan natin, ng mga empleyado yung tax. No? At tama ka, magre-resonate yan at dapat mag-resonate ito dahil tayo na nagbabayad ng tax ng tama, eh nasasaktan at nabibigatan. No? Pero nakakalungkot isipin na mayroong mga taong sabihin na nating mga mayayaman na kasama sa elite, no? Kagaya ng mga Marcoses na they can get away with not paying taxes, no, for 30, more than 30 years now. So, nakakalungkot yun, and I think we should double our call dun sa ating tax authorities na gumawa ng paraan upang ma-kolekta itong mga pagkakautang ng mga Marcoses.
All right, with that was very well said. Maraming salamat, Attorney Ponch Rivera. I am Lian Buon. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, help us continue to do what we do by contributing to Rappler. You can support us by making a donation of any amount through rplr.co/supportrappler. That's rplr.co/supportrappler. Or click on the link in the description. Your donation directly supports fearless, independent journalism in the Philippines.